Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Peace. I hate the word. I got trust the funk. I got one leg and a bucket of chicken. Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolves, man.
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama mini episode. That's right, we're busy as. When we post a mini, you know that we busy. So we're going to be doing a couple of mini episodes for you, and this is number one.
We are busy. I'll tell you why we're busy. Mish is doing a job and Zach is on tour. So you're probably sitting here going, what? Did Mish fly in to London? No, we have recorded all these minis in one block. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's good to hide how the sausage is made.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good to reveal how the sausage is made.
Absolutely.
We have recorded, this is episode 1 of 4, which we will be recording all in one go. Mm. So if the last one's a little slippery.
Yeah.
Apologies.
It's because it's 11 o'clock at night.
I hope you enjoy the next 4 weeks, because you need to know that that is just one flowing thing for us.
100%. We posted on Instagram a bit earlier this week with some suggestions for different mini episodes. And you guys bloody love a Q&A. They really do. They love knowing.
Should I pull up the Q&A as well and we can throw back and forth?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I posted it in a separate story, by the way.
In a separate. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
All right. So the first question, should we say who they're from? Yeah. Matt Gardner.
Yeah, asked, that's the thrill. Because now Matt.
Yeah.
Matt's sitting on the tram.
Yeah.
Just trundling along on the tram going, oh, I'm listening to my mini episode. Matt's probably thinking, oh, man, I hate when they do mini episodes. I wish they were talking about Carlito's Way.
Yeah.
Or I wish they were talking about Bloodline. We should also say... We'll get back to Bloodline.
We will
in a
get
month.
Back. Matt Gardner.
Get off our grill.
Yeah, calm the fuck down, Matt.
No, so Matt's sitting here going, Mac.
Yeah.
Wow. Mac is sitting here going, oh, I wish they were talking about Bloodline.
Are you kidding, Mac?
Why are they taking a month of Bloodline? Mm. One, because we didn't plan it well. Two, sorry. But then Mac's feeling mad at us.
Yeah.
Then we say Mac's name and start like railing into him. Mac gets madder. But
we're going to answer your question.
At the end of it, then Mac goes, because you've said Mac's name.
Yeah.
They're going to go, oh.
Or at this point, should I skip his question?
No.
No, Mac, I like your question, so I'm going to ask it. Zach, what's your favorite color today?
Purple.
Oh. Green, like a forest green for me.
Why today have I been vague in the past? Because I...
No. He literally said, what's your favorite color, capitalized today? Because it changes.
I think I've talked about favorite can be a tough question. Mm. Yeah, purple, like a dark purple.
Mm.
Not like a lilac. I'm richer and darker than the Cadbury purple.
No, that's nice.
If I had to say.
Do you have another question?
Do I have another question, Mish? Is a great question. And I feel like I can pull up one really quick. I'm just going to like kind of land on one.
Mm-hmm.
Weed Oz Guilt. Weedos Guilt. Says, hey guys, big fan. Just want to ask how you are.
Oh my God, that's so nice. I'm feeling really good. I had a really busy fortnight, and then the last 2 days I've had a super chiller, like really chill Monday. All I did was watch Tubi movies. This is true. I ate pesto pasta. I ate pesto pasta watching Tubi movies with my dog Stanley the whole day. It was so good. And then today I went and got my hair done.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it was really good. So, and then I've got a really busy day tomorrow. So it's been, I'm feeling really, really nice.
How do I feel? Great question. Firstly, great question. Mm. Thanks for asking.
Thank you, weirdos.
Second, weirdos, wait, weedos. My answer is to that, I feel good. I'm a little stressy because I'm about to go overseas for 2 months. I'm so excited to connect with the fans.
Mm.
I haven't been to the UK in like 5 years. Oh, I haven't been to the US in a long time since the Netflix show. Oh no, I went there for that premiere. But I and the other thing, I've been to the US twice this year. But I'm so excited to reconnect with people. So I'm really excited to get over there. But that being said, I will be excited when I'm sitting on the plane watching movies.
100%.
Right now, I don't know what the weather is like in the places I'm going.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have a bag.
Yep.
I have these grand ideas. I was like, I'm going to travel with spices. I'm going to, you know how you have a bathroom bag? I'm going to have a bathroom bag of spices so I can make delicious, healthy meals at my hotel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because you eat a lot of like takeaway when you're on tour. And I was like, you know, if I just bring a bag of spices, I could like.
If you brought a bag of spices, you would never open the spices.
Not only that, I don't have fucking time to buy a bag of spices.
No, not at all. That's silly.
So I'm at that point right now.
Great.
So I'm a little stressy, but not in a bad way, just in a, got a pack for 2 months.
Blonde Matthew, old mate Blonde Matthew, asked the question, hypothetically, Sam Taughton tips you off that Legs will be on the project. Do you sit in the audience?
No.
No. No, I don't. I'd be so embarrassed to meet him.
That's so awkward.
Yeah. I think if anything, I would ask Sam if there was a 30-second spare on the project to show John that we have a podcast about him.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. The publicity opportunity is funny.
Yeah. I think I see dollar signs when you ask that question.
Dollar bills. I mean, we've just done 4 minis in a row at this point. We've lost a lot of listeners.
So let me just say that, no, it's a hard no. I wouldn't sit in the audience. I'd be so embarrassed to meet him in that way.
In that capacity, yeah.
So no. But thank you for the question, Blonde Math.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matthew.
__ Hannah Mitchell says, best Leguizamo film for Leguizamo beginners.
Ooh. Yeah.
See, for the first 2 words, you were like, ah, oh, come on. Yeah. That's the point of this podcast. And then the last 3 words turned that question around and made it number one.
The best Leguizamo performance for beginners.
Film. Film.
Has to be a film?
Well, the question was film. I think it's what I would say. It can be a TV show.
No, but can it be a
special?
Yeah.
But I would say don't think about what's the best performance.
It's for beginners.
It's the film, like the thing that they're watching. I got my hand up.
Go on.
I'd say Chef is up there.
Okay. I'd say John Wick is up there.
Yeah.
I'd say the first John Wick is right up there. Because,
you know what? Oh, yeah?
No, I was just saying because it's just such an, like, the trajectory of that character is very John Leguizamo. He's brilliant in that role. That would probably be, but then I'd also be like maybe Encanto.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good first legs, you know what I mean?
Do you know what I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think Romeo and Juliet hooks you right in.
I reckon a combination of those three.
Because I think Romeo and Juliet, like, he's so fucking cool. That opening sequence with the fucking vest and the click, like the shoes and the, It's like you watch that and you're like, I will watch everything he's been in and do a podcast with my friend Mish about it.
Romeo and Juliet's a good one. I still think I'm going to say John Wick and Encanto.
I think that
encompasses so much Johnny Legs.
I'm going to say Romeo and Juliet and Chef.
Okay.
Just because they're both great, easy films. Not easy, but you know.
Should I ask a rude question?
Oh, I love a rude one.
No, this is rude.
Like mean?
Yeah.
Well, then, no, don't encourage that.
Okay, but you, there's someone who, yeah, that's right. Don't ask mean questions.
Oh, you got to ask, I suppose, now.
Okay, but I won't shout them out.
Was it mean or are they just joking?
I think it's a joke, but it came like, I think it's a joke. I don't actually have a problem asking the question.
But yes, but never again. Only because you brought it up.
Yeah, okay.
But otherwise, we don't encourage that behaviour. So we're
the question is, does Zach ever regret doing the pod with Mish, even though she's so rude and sometimes dense?
Don't. No. Mish is not dense.
I don't think I'm rude. Dense I take, but I'm not rude.
No, rude I'll take. No, I'm rude. We're both rude. We're two rude dudes. No, rude. That's rude. You're being rude. That's a rude thing to say about Mish. Don't say that. And Mish is not dense. If I were to say truly, my, and I've said this, the thing I get most frustrated with Mish about, this is a compliment,
okay,
is when she says things like, maybe I'm too stupid or maybe I'm too, those statements really frustrate me because she's not and it's her taste and that's fine. And we rib on each other and we joke around. But no, I get frustrated when you say, oh, maybe I'm too stupid, because it's like, no, you got it. When you say, maybe I didn't get it, it's like, you got it and you didn't care for it. And I respect that. And I think I don't care for that statement as much as it was a joke.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel bad. I just would encourage you to not say mean things, even if it's a joke, if you don't know the person.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I think, Mish, don't read those things out loud again.
Yeah, right. They're cool.
But no, don't, Mish, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
You're not rude. No, you're not dense and we're both rude.
Okay, I will take that.
I've got to ask another question. Oh, goodness. What a vibe kill.
No, I don't think so. I just think it's embarrassing for them more so. You had an opportunity, man.
Okay, this is a good one. I think we've answered this before, but why not?
Mm-hmm.
From Beck Barrett.
Beck,
who are your other favourite character actors? For me, it's Margot Martindale.
I love that answer.
I love Margot Martindale. I would say...
It changes all the time.
It evolves a lot.
I love a Whoopi Goldberg moment.
I think we've spoken a lot on this podcast. I think Whoopi Goldberg.
Kathy Bates.
Toni Collette.
Oh, fuck.
I think Paul Giamatti. Yep. Very up there. Vince D'Onofrio.
Stanley Tucci.
Tucci is bordering on not a character actor, but yes, Tucci.
Mm-hmm.
Vince D'Onofrio is great. Tucci I love, though.
Yeah, Tucci's amazing.
Have you seen The Lovely Bones?
Yes.
Great book. Yeah, and the film is imperfect, but his performance...
Freaky.
But... So good because it's you know how we were talking last week about serial killers?
Mm-hmm.
Murder chat.
Boo.
Murder chat. He's the only person I've seen play a serial killer as pathetic loser who is giving in to his impulses. Every other serial killer is, like, dark and mysterious and evil, whereas he's just, like, this loser that is so sad.
Yeah.
And, like, evil, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. I'm not saying, but the performance, he plays it as a weakness.
Yeah.
It's the only time I've seen a serial killer where it's played as a weakness.
100%. That's so...
And I think that's so
profound. So astute, Zach. That's so
and
true.
Fantastic. I just think it's one of the best performances.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I think he's a character actor. I think we can count him. Mine would Toni Collette would probably be my favourite.
I'm on a full Whoopi thing at the moment.
Yeah, Toni and Whoopi. How can you go past Toni and Whoopi?
Like, legit, I would almost like, I know that you'll never watch Next Generation, Mish,
mm-hmm.
but like, I wish I could get you enough on board to watch the Whoopi-centric episodes.
Yeah.
She's never in it that much, but she's so chill. She literally plays a bartender on a spaceship.
I would watch select scenes.
Yeah, like legit. Like I want to just show you scenes because it's like she plays a bartender on a starship, like, and she's just so chill about it.
I love
everyone her. Else is like, I'm in the Star Trek Enterprise, and she's just like, hey.
I love her because you watch her in Ghost, right? And you watch her on like in like a bunch of different shit, Karina. But then you watch The Color Purple and you're just like, what the fuck?
Legit, right? Like I know I'm banging on about Next Gen, but her in Ghost, in Ghost she plays this like charlatan, funny, over the top. In Next Generation she plays this 500-year-old alien immortal, like that 500-year-old alien species who most of their people have been assimilated into a, like, basically killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
This profound, just chill character. So different.
I love that.
She plays characters that are so different, but she does it so subtly.
I love that.
Oh.
I love this question.
Great.
So this is from Nico Silco.
Nico Silco.
What spooky franchise should we watch this October?
Oh.
So we love a spooky franchise over here.
Yeah.
At Leguizamarama. I'm about to rewatch all the Saw films.
Oh.
Right? Because I stopped watching them at 4 because I didn't like 3 and 4 so much. I liked 1 and 2. I thought 2 was good.
Oh, Mish, I want to go on this Saw journey with you.
Well, and I can say this because, like, who's listening at this point? But Blake also wants to do it with us.
Yeah, great. Are you going to, like, post about it on socials?
No, but we could. We could.
Maybe we could do little lives while I'm on tour. Okay. Talk about Saw.
That'd be cute.
Yeah.
Now we've committed to that.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, that's true. I want to rewatch all the Saw films. What's another? Final Destination is a really fun one because they're so stupid.
Final Destination.
I think Nico Silco wants us to say Halloween because it's October. But I'm going to say Final Destination.
I'm going to say Hellraiser.
Ooh, I do want to watch Hellraiser.
Hellraiser 1 is so fucking top notch. The sequels are pretty whatever.
Maybe that should be my next one that I watch for Instagram review.
The first Hellraiser is so good, Mish. It's so good. And it's so like, I think great horror. Horror. I watched Hellraiser and I'm on a bit of a thing now that like ever since like slashers, most horrors now are just like thrillers that are gory.
Mm-hmm.
But horror, like Hellraiser is like horror used to be and should be a different genre to thriller, mm-hmm. fundamentally different. Horror is like about tapping into something more profound and mm-hmm. Hellraiser does that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want you to watch Hellraiser.
I should watch Hellraiser.
And I will watch all of the Saws.
Your turn.
I don't know. There's a funny question, but I don't know. You know when there's like a question?
Yeah.
So this is the question. From Patrick Still. In the early days of the pod, Zach mentioned Axel Whitehead a lot. Why?
Because it's funny.
I don't remember talking about Axel Whitehead.
You did talk about Axel Whitehead.
Was I on an Axel Whitehead thing?
There was a period of time in our lives where you went through he was the punchline of a lot of jokes.
What was I saying about Axel Whitehead?
We should get him on the pod.
Hey, I got no beef with Axel Whitehead.
No, no one has beef with Axel Whitehead.
On this one, not on the last one?
Maybe it was recaps. It feels like a long time.
Because that feels like a recaps thing. Because that was of that. What were we watching? MasterChef.
Yeah.
And like we've talked a lot about doing
Australian Idol
recaps. Mm. That would be funny. Talking about Axel Whitehead.
If we could get him on the pod.
But as though he had just lost?
Yeah.
We've got to do recaps. We've got to do Australian Idol recaps, Mish.
I'll do World Idol with you.
Why World Idol?
No, because it's shorter.
Oh, come on. Commit to the bit.
It's such a long bit, though.
They weren't that... They only did two a week
back then. I'm sorry, but our idea for recaps with Mish and Zach, where we rewatched all of MasterChef Season 1 as if it was the same year, that's iconic. That's such a funny idea.
Yeah, we had a good idea and then we abandoned it.
Why?
With recaps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we were so tired by the end of that podcast.
But, yeah, I really think we should do recaps and do Season 1 of MasterChef. Talking about Cosima of Australian Idol. Yeah.
Shannon Knoll.
Guy Sebastian. Yeah. The dismissing Guy Sebastian because he's had such a rich career. Yeah. Like, being like, oh, you know, I don't see where he's going to go with it. Or if he does stick around, he's going to have to keep that fro.
It's just such a niche idea.
But is it? Everyone loves Australian Idol. It would lose all of our international audience, but I don't even know if they exist.
No, they don't.
Mish, let's do a quick speed round, just 1, 2, 3, and then we'll wrap it up.
You go. You do.
I just found one. What's been the most bearable Ice Age movie to watch?
The first one. Oh, I didn't mind the dinosaurs one in comparison either.
Who's a director you wish John would work with, living or dead?
Rob Reiner.
David Lynch.
All right, yeah.
Cool. No, I didn't think that through. That was a speed round answer. Will you answer this question?
Yep.
Probably a no from me. we will be... this has been our first of 4 mini episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to cut to an ad.
That's all right. I'll just do it between questions.
Just chuck it in. I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning into this mini episode.
Check in on us. We're really busy at the moment.
We will be in 4 weeks' time. We will be getting back onto Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, find out what happened to Coach. But otherwise, Mish, thank you for joining me on this mini episode of Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama.
And Zach, thank you for joining me.
Join us next week because we will be doing a very special mini episode about...
I don't know. I'm dense.
Oh, no.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.